Congratulations about the appointment to the UNESCO board. That's really great.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Does it really change how I work with UNESCO, the National Commission? Not really, but it gives a more formal tone to our relationship. I work closely with the National Commission. Their executive director, Allison Wright, has become a friend. When the Paducah Chamber does their annual fly-in, we meet with her. Allison has spoken to the Paducah group during the D.C. fly-in.
Can you describe how this opportunity came about? How did you come to be appointed?
By being there and being active and working this UNESCO, you know, we looked for something that would set our city apart, give us an identity, give appreciation and spotlight to the culture that we have here that it's so rich, set us apart from the other river cities. And we found this UNESCO program, and Paducah was a good fit for the requirements as a creative city for crafts and folk art in quilting and fiber art. It takes more than just having what you need in one of those areas. There are seven different thematic areas in creative cities. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. They're design, gastronomy, music, film. You've got to have the entire community behind you. You've got to have the depth of the culture in other areas. There have been some very fine cities apply that have a great product, if it be gastronomy, if it be literature. But they've been a silo out there. Paducah's not been a silo. Paducah is involved in so many ways. Just today, as I'm working with Virginia Costello, who is a musician from Bologna, Italy, a creative city of music. This will be the third concert we've done because of our relationship with Bologna through the Creative Cities Network, and trying to involve her when she visits here in a school visit out to Heath, where they have a global competency grant. Every time we have an artist here or do something with UNESCO, we try to involve the schools in their social studies, in their language classes, in their art classes, however we can get the word out there. We're just involved in many different aspects. It's not about us. It's not even just flat tourism. It's our community and who we are, and taking it to a global awareness, being a part of a global effort to identify yourself and preserve your culture. So I'm real excited about it. We help other cities that are interested, and I think that's one of the things that brought us close to the UNESCO U.S. Commission, turning to them, keeping in touch. This is the result. It's a really fine list of commission members, National Endowment for the Humanities, and I'm on the Kentucky Humanities Council. I'm a governor's appointee to that board. And so I reached out to the person with National Endowment for Humanities, and we have this, all of a sudden we have this connection. Americans for the Arts, one of the people we met through Americans for the Arts, Marit Wester. Marit lives in New York City. She has flown in to meet with the Paducah delegation when we do the D.C. fly-in, and Americans for the Arts have become active in the U.S. Commission. I have to tell you, one reason is through Paducah, and we kind of pull people together. And I have to believe that's what this office does best, is facilitate and work together, not just with our partners in the community, but in the country and around the globe. And it's very exciting.
Just for those who don't know, in what ways has the UNESCO designation changed Paducah or given opportunities to Paducah that wouldn't have otherwise been available?
Well, did you see that National Geographic Traveler of the smartest cities across the globe? And we were fifth because of going for this UNESCO designation as a creative city and for the arts and the Lower Town Artist Relocation Program. And this is the supporting of the arts and the culture here in Paducah. And I mean, we were right in there with London, Rome. You know, you see that T-shirt that lists all these cities in Paducah at the bottom. Well, this was a real live T-shirt, only it was in the National Geographic Traveler a full year ago.
Earlier you mentioned that this new appointment won't change too much of what you're already doing day to day, but what do you hope to accomplish in this appointment, working with some of the other leaders in this field nationally?
The sustainability of our culture. This is deeper than just quilting and fiber arts. It's culture when you look around us and you look at our museums and you look at the performing arts that we have here. If we don't carry this through for the future, what will we be here in Paducah? We have to preserve our culture, our identity. And I think this gives us a platform to do that, a platform that's recognized globally, a platform that gives us sustainability, I'd have to say. And a lot of this is intangible culture. It's not the buildings, but it's the culture that's happening inside those buildings. And we have to look forward. We have to look at what the future brings for us to carry on who we are as a people.
I think a lot of Paducans are really excited about the UNESCO designation. And so my next question is, how can an sort of everyday Paducan who's listening to this get involved? What are some of the current issues or problems that you face that you'd like to achieve or remedy?
Probably our biggest obstacle, I wouldn't call it a problem, but our biggest challenge is funding for arts and culture, humanities. They don't seem to be very high on priorities, if it be in education, if it be even in our own community and funding these organizations. But we just forget what life would be like without this identity of who we are. And although there are people out there who may not think that this is who you are, but that it is. And I think what I would urge of everybody to do is to go to the museums, go down to the River Discovery Center, and look at that history of the river and what brought you here. You know, we were a center of trade. We still are today. We were here because of the river, then the railroad, and then the Interstate 24 that really follows the inland rivers. Who we are, how we grew to be who we are, and what are those influences on our culture that brought about quilting in Paducah, and to know ourselves. Number one thing, go down to the flood wall mural. Read every one of those panels. You can really get an insight as to who we are as a Paducah, who we are as a people, and we are special. And why would somebody want to come here? What would they find interesting and unique about us that's different from the other cities? Well, I think one of it is we have that southern hospitality. We do. We care about ourselves and our community. You know that. Look around. How many times do you hear it's the friendliest and the cleanest city? But we have more depth than that. We have preserved our culture. We've preserved our built heritage. That when you look around the downtown and you feel the integrity of this community, you can see who we were, who we are, and who we've yet to become.
What's next, and when do you get started in this new designation?
Well, it just keeps on going. I head to Sweden with Bonnie Browning from the American Quilter Society in 2 weeks. For the International Convention of UNESCO Creative City Network Cities. These are the cities from around the globe. It is where we take care of the business and also learn about the cities. Östersund, Sweden, is a city of gastronomy. We also will work with their university. We've done some advanced interviews with them because we're all trying to figure out now, you've got this designation. How do you make this work? How do you take an identity now and help your economic development? How do you help your city to grow? How do you keep the quality of life for your people by encouraging their appreciation of their culture, but also using it to grow the economy? And when we host these cities of craft and folk art in Paducah next fall, 2017, in September, we'll have the mayors and we'll have their people like me who are the administrators of the programs, and we'll be talking about this. This is a joint effort with the city, tourism, Chamber of Commerce, and economic development. And we're going to be taking it right down to the nitty-gritty. How do you do this now? We've worked hard to get this designation. Let's make it work for our communities. And I tell you, I think it works for us. When you look at Paducah Economic Development with their Forward Paducah Plan, the arts and tourism are right in there, and we're carrying our own to help them to grow our community.
Mary Hammond, Executive Director of the Paducah Convention and Visitors Bureau, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.